in the next 10 minutes.
Urlithron round the wicket, bowls to Collingwood, it's bowled in, there it is. Urlithron, this colourful and controversial character, becomes the highest test wicket taker of all time by bowling Paul Collingwood.
Muralee makes history on home soil as Sri Lanka fight back in the first test against England. We're live in Kandy. Urlithron has spun his way into the record books by becoming the world's most successful bowler. Muralee bowled Paul Collingwood to claim his 709th test wicket and take him past the previous record held by Shane Warne. Muralee always said it would be extra special to claim the record on home soil in Kandy. So having done exactly that, how did it feel?
It's a hometown and my parents are here, my wife is here, all the relatives are here, so all the school friends, everybody is here. So it is a bigger moment than if I take in Australia. I think this is the right time, I think. It's not easy to take 6 wickets in an inning. So I managed to take first innings let my pressure off now.
You always play with a smile on your face. You love the game, don't you? What do you love most about your bowling?
Oh, I like to bowl because I'm there to bowl and always been a bowler because I can't bat properly. So I just try to bowl every time to contribute to the team.
61st 5-wicket inning. Incredible.
Yeah, because over the years I didn't think about it because 17 years of cricket and played about 116 test matches. So I gave the opportunities and made up balls.
Special delivery as well to get Paul Collingwood out.
Yeah, because that's not meant to be, because I tried to spin the ball and the ball went the other way. So these things happen in cricket, so that's a special wicket and it's a good wicket for the record.
Muralee's record has reignited the debate over whether he or Shane Warne is the better bowler. The Australian Tom Moody, a former coach of Sri Lanka, knows both players very well. So in his view, who is the better player?
They're so different. I think what we've been spoiled with is having two geniuses of spin bowling in the same, you know, same era. Both of them at full tilt bowling at their best. They're as hard as each other. They've both brought a lot to the game over the past 10, 15 years, and you know, Muralee's going to continue to do it because you can guarantee he'll have the bit between his teeth wanting to go beyond 7, 8, 9 and even 1,000 test wickets. Who knows?